Basically use three words, cherry, walnut, and maple. cut the tree down, or if the tree's already been cut down or blown down, I take my little trailer and my wrench and cut it 8 foot long, so a little bit longer, and take it over to Jimmy Dunn, who's an independent sawyer here in the town, and have it cut in slabs when I need bone material. 8 feet long and anywhere from 2 to 6 inches thick, and that determines how tall your bolt is going to be, about how thick the wood is. And on a 2 foot section of log, I can get 2 bolts, one on one side and one on the other. The center of the bolt you can't use because it's called a tip and it cracks, so you have to step away at least an inch and a half away from the tip. And so each side you get 1 bolt. Again, there's a section on each side of the tip that sometimes if it's a real big log, I can get a long narrow strip and I make a skinny bolt. After I come back and I cut off the section, I do two styles of bolts. I do a type of trim bolt, which has a definite shape, and I do freestyle. And I just sit down and start chopping and see what comes out. Sometimes I start one way and the wood will disagree with me, and it ends up going the other way. Oftentimes with a trim bolt, it ends up being freestyle because I get a crack or something. After I back, you shape the outside of the bolt so you can see exactly what you're doing. Then you turn it over and you start digging out the inside also with the handle. And that way you can use your fingers and your eye to keep track of how thick your sidewalls are and so that you don't go through the sidewalls. I still invariably leave a certain number of bolts in the track in the end. I went through the sidewalls about, 2 months ago with the one put on the back here. So even after 22 years, I still don't quite see the sidewalls. Used to. I consider it part of the experience and kind of get it from there. When you're younger, you tend to get frustrated a little bit when you get a little bit older. After I made the bolt and I found it, I bring it up here, and as you can see over here on the baker's table, I keep money.